how to do less work at office, achieve more, and do it all with the best quality possible. It can be done with a three-principle philosophy by Carl Newport, the best-selling author. First principle, do fewer things. Second one, do it at natural pace. And third one, be obsessed with quality. So it rejects the glorification of busyness, what we have in our work, and asking us to focus instead on the meaningful work. Let's get started. We live in a pseudo-productivity world, like the world where the productivity of an employee or a worker is defined based on agriculture and industrialization. Something like Frederick Taylor, the father of management, told about shovel, or Henry Ford assembly line. Those rules actually not work in the office. We somehow known as knowledge worker, and our work is vague, not very much defined. Because of that reason, managers think that they have to put pressure, then only their people will work. Otherwise, they will slack and lazy off. Even the famous management sage Peter Drucker, who coined the word knowledge worker, told that he cannot be managed, he should be self-managed. Because of all the reasons I defined before, we use visible activity as a proxy or as a cover for productivity. We fill our work with emails, reports, presentations, meetings, and it is not ending in the office. Even we take out outside the office, because now we have smartphones, we can work all the time. And that is a perfect recipe for burnout. So the new philosophy is not going to kill the ambitions or enthusiasm in the work. Instead, it enhances the work quality and make the meaning out of. First principle, do fewer things. Book asks us to do work less and do fewer things. And it tells that doing less will lead us to better outcomes. So Richard Feynman, the famous Nobel laureate physicist, has a rule to tell no to anything everybody asks. It's an interesting thing. But he told that by doing that, he is making himself available for quality thinking. So by telling no, he's making available for all the yes he got. But later on, he told that even such a disciplined Feynman failed to tell no to something like Challenger expedition investigation and all, because he's telling he was not disciplined enough to tell no. So we should be somehow keep that discipline to tell no. So something more, don't rely on stress as a heuristic or as a scale to measure your work. So overload somehow stems from the self-managing work, as Drucker told that. We are managing ourselves and we make ourselves overloaded. So somehow the best way to do is that limit the missions, the long-term missions or key purposes of your work or your business. Second thing, a level down, limit the number of projects you undertake. And a level further down, limit the daily goals you undertake. That's one way to limit the things. And second one is that put the task in autopilot. Like all the things which you are repetitive, put such things in autopilot so that your brain is free itself to do some quality thinking, like what Feynman was doing. Synchronize communication. Because we use all of us work as a team. So if you were able to synchronize the communication and simplify it, the collaboration will be more easier. Then you don't have to write too many emails. You don't have to attend too many meetings. That's important thing. And also make the information public. Be more transparent on a project environment and all. An example is like a Trello board and all. And consider hiring professionals for work. Don't think that everything can be done by yourself. There are some people who are skillful enough to do something they can do better, faster, and in better quality than you. And finally, pull the work rather than push the work. Instead of pushing to someone else or waiting for someone to push the work, you try to pull the work. Make that philosophy in your work and in your team. That way, you can focus on the important few, critical few. Second principle, work at natural pace or natural speed. In other way, we always want to finish fast. Work fast, eat fast, drive fast, and maybe an n number of things we want to make it fast. We like velocity, but our brain, our cognitive efforts, it's not like. Some of the greatest scientists, if you go back and learn from them, like Copernicus, in 1496, he understand about the theory of Ptolemy, but he took 14 years to create a theory for planets. Same for Galileo Galilei. In 1585, he done the experiments in Pisa Tower and all, but later it takes him 7 years to formulate the laws. And Sir Isaac Newton, in 1655, he started thinking about gravity. But he took almost 15 to 20 years to make the Principia Mathematica and his theory of gravitation. And let us take another example. Marie Curie, she understand about radiation while doing an experiment in a petri dish in 1896. But afterwards, she did not go to a library or she did not ask a time for a meeting with a scientist. Instead, what she do? She go with her family for a vacation, a long vacation in which herself and her husband and they do mountain climbing and all these things. After 7 years, she published a paper on the spontaneous radiation and she got Nobel Prize in 1903. So yes, conclusion, working at natural pace is helpful even for the scientist or even for us all the knowledge worker who put brain at work. So reject the tendency to grind yourself without relief. We try to push ourselves, stress ourselves to achieve more. Don't do that. Embrace the efforts to unfold naturally. Instead of 1 week, 1 month or 1 year plan, try to make a long 5 year plan for your great projects. Simplify your daily workload, be self-compassionate and schedule the slow seasons. Let there be peaks and valleys in your schedule. Try to integrate the poetic thinking and the perception of time. Don't try to approach the time in a mathematical calculator way. Try to be poetic sometime. Be slow season or be restful time and peak time in your work and efforts. That helps. And here is our third principle, obsess over quality. Let's talk about Steve Jobs. When he returned back to Apple after he had been fired, and the company was almost to the brink of bankruptcy. But he make an approach that he go to every product manager and ask him a question, which of the products we have should I tell my friend to buy? If the answer of them is no, he will remove that product. With that way, Jobs reduced the product line to more simple without any confusion. And he only focus on that critical few and obsess on the quality. That way, the fewer products and obsession of quality you can see on every Apple products you see now. Prioritize quality over short-term opportunities. That's important because quality demands slowing down. It has to leverage that slow pace. So by obsessing on quality, we are escaping the pseudo-productivity thinking. If you invest in quality, invest in tools, like making yourself improve in work, like anything, it can be from your computer to microphone or keyboard, whatever it is. Try to get quality tools, quality notebook, all these things, and try to choose excellence rather than perfectionism. And prioritize on sustainability and engagement, that somehow our path to slow productivity. That's all for now. Until we come across with the next book, thank you.